In Jamaica, a deadly month-long manhunt has ended. Jamaican police say the alleged drug lord, Christopher Koch, is in custody. He's wanted by the United States on gun and drug trafficking charges. Last month, Jamaican forces searched a Kingston slum for Koch. That triggered 4 days of gun battles between security forces and Koch's loyal supporters. More than 70 people were killed. Well, joining us now from Kingston is Kyriel Walker. He's a reporter with the Jamaica Observer. He's been following this story. And Mr. Walker, how did Koch finally get caught?
Well, he was traveling in a vehicle in the company of Reverend Al Miller, a prominent church clergyman, when he was stopped by the police, who were, in fact, acting on intelligence.
And was the arrest, was it peaceful or was there gunfire? What do you know about it?
No gunfire. He had, in fact, according to Reverend Miller, in radio interviews locally, Mr. Koch had, in fact, indicated his intention to waive his right to an extradition hearing and hand himself into the U.S. authorities. It's been reported that he was heading to the United States Embassy when he was intercepted and arrested by the local cops.
Are you saying that it's reported that he was headed to the embassy to surrender to U.S. authorities?
To the U.S. authorities, yes, sir. Yeah.
Now, I want you to remind us about the efforts that were made to find Koch over the past several weeks.
Well, they have... This goes back to May the 18th, when an arrest warrant was signed, giving the police the powers to arrest Koch so extradition proceedings could have been started against him. It started with thugs who were claiming to be loyal to him, who vowed to defend him to the death, armed themselves with high-powered weapons, barricading themselves into his former stronghold of Chivalry Garden, and other factions who were aligned to him, attacking police stations, attacking members of the police force, killing two cops, wounding seven others, and it was a period of mayhem and civil unrest. Then on May 24, the security forces launched a major offensive on his former stronghold of Tivoli Garden, and after 2 days of fighting, managed to beat back the efforts of the armed gunmen to stop them from entering the community. However, Mr. Koch was nowhere in sight. He had managed to flee. He hightailed it out of the community, and he was at large.
Well, now that he evidently is going to be in custody, just briefly, do you know what's going to happen to him next?
Well, at a press conference a short while ago, Police Commissioner Owen Ellington said the police were trying to get him before a local magistrate in 48 hours. So if he wants to waive his right to an extradition, the way the process works here, he will have to go before a court and tell a magistrate that I do not wish to contest this extradition matter against me, and I waive my right to an extradition hearing, and I will go directly to the United States to face the music over there.
But that we won't know if that's the case, you say, for another 2 days. Possibly.
No.
Okay. Mr. Walker, thank you very much for talking
You're
with
welcome.
Us. You're welcome. It's Kyriel Walker, reporter for the Jamaica Observer, talking to us from Kingston.